AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
My colleagues on both sides of the aisle, we are here today to cross a very important threshold in American history.
Today, the House voted to transfer two articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate and approved Speaker Nancy Pelosi's selection of a team to represent the House in the impeachment trial of the president in the Senate.
When he acted the way he did in relationship to withholding funds from Ukraine in return for a benefit to him that was personal and political, he crossed a threshold. He gave us no choice.
This will only be the third impeachment trial in American history. President Trump says the charges are a hoax. Georgia Republican Doug Collins says President Trump did not get to state his case in the House.
This impeachment process has been flawed from the outset. It resembles not a congressional action, it resembles more a Dr. Seuss book, knowing not which way it goes.
The formal transfer of the articles of impeachment will happen later today. At McGee Tyson Air Base in Tennessee, officials there say it was a misunderstanding over reports of shots fired. A lockdown there has been lifted. Three people have been detained at the Pearl Harbor military base in Hawaii. A live mortar round was found in a vehicle at a gate. No firing device was found in the vehicle. President Trump and China's chief negotiators signed phase one of a trade agreement.
Our negotiations were tough, honest, open, and respectful, leading us to this really incredible breakthrough. Most people thought this could never happen. Should have happened 25 years ago, by the way, but that's okay.
The agreement left unresolved many of the complaints, notably the way the Chinese government subsidizes its companies. Virginia moved on the brink of becoming the crucial 38th state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Amendments to the Constitution must be ratified by three-quarters of the states. This is AP News. NASA and NOAA say temperatures are going up.
Two U.S. science agencies said that 2019 was the second hottest year on record, and the decade that just ended was the hottest decade on record by far.
The AP's Seth Borenstein reports scientists said they see no end to the way man-made climate change keeps shattering records.
The decade as a whole was about 58.4 degrees, which is about 1.4 degrees warmer than average. The decade of the 2010s were the hottest. They replaced the decade of the 2000s, which were the hottest. Before that, it was the decade of the 1990s. You see a trend here.
Several scientists said the coming years will be even hotter, knocking these years out of the record books. NOAA says parts of Europe, Asia, Australia, Africa, and South America had record-high temperatures in 2019, as did Alaska. Alaska's average temperature last year was above freezing for the first time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.